Hello there, this is Coach Peter. Welcome to the first one of a two-part series on flexible dieting, in which you're going to get amazing tools that are really wonderful and are going to help you to enjoy a more flexible approach to nutrition and dieting while still making sure that you look and feel fantastic and that you're achieving your body composition goals without, of course, giving your favorite foods. Make sure to listen to the end of this first episode because we are going to be giving you a very, very handy tool that will allow you to put all this into practice. Without further ado, enjoy the episode. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Leaner Stronger podcast. This is Coach Peter.
Coach Teresa.
In today's episode, we're going to give you a wonderful tool that is going to help you to enjoy your favorite foods without compromising your progress with your body composition and without experiencing guilt that's often associated with enjoying your favorite foods during times when you are trying to improve your body composition.
Huge. I think we can all say we've been there maybe like once upon a time.
Where? We're here. Just kidding.
I can definitely relate to that, you know, back in the day when I didn't really have much clue about nutrition and a more of a balanced approach, and that I definitely went through periods of time where I would have a lot of guilt over certain foods, and then that guilt would kind of spiral into maybe episodes where I would just overconsume because that healthy relationship with a balanced approach wasn't quite there.
Okay. So because you obviously love food, right?
I love food.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people really, really love food. And I think a lot of people use food as a bit of a way to try to establish some kind of a balance in their life. Maybe because you're working really hard, maybe you're working like really long days, maybe you have just a lot of stress on your life. And then by the time when you finally get home, and you can finally like kick the shoes off and you can sit on the couch, then you think that like by allowing yourself to do whatever you feel like and consume as much as you want and whatever you want, that is a way in which you bring balance to your life. But the reality is that oftentimes that's actually doing exactly the opposite. It actually, then the pendulum kind of ends up swinging way too far to the other end, and it's actually a source of major imbalance in your life. Mm. And where you're trying to find happiness and balance, you actually find unhappiness imbalance.
It starts to be the source of that, that lack of confidence, because once that balance is off, you know, you might start to see some changes in your body composition. You might start feeling a little bit thicker in parts of your body that you're not really wanting to feel a little bit thicker. Not to mention some of the that fogginess and heaviness that you start to feel once you overconsume like processed foods or foods that aren't really giving your body the nutrition that it needs to be able to really thrive and have that, you know, that energy that you need to attack the day.
That's it. So as an ambitious professional, as a listener of the Leaner Stronger podcast, like, we want to give you a tool where that allows you to improve your body composition, nourish your body and your mind so that you can deal with all the problems that you face during the day. You can look great and you can just feel absolutely awesome, but still find that actual balance. So what is this actual balance? Like, what does this look like? And what is this called? The approach is called flexible dieting, period. Like, dieting doesn't have to be super rigid. It's just that there needs to be structure in place that again gives you freedom to enjoy pretty much whatever specific foods you want. That's how you gain that balance. But if you don't have that structure in place that adheres to these principles that are kind of driving the show underneath the surface, then that doesn't give you that freedom. That doesn't give you that balance. You go towards imbalance, over consuming calories usually, and Well, I kind of spilled the beans there. Like, what the next question is like, okay, what are the principles that need to be in place so that we can have a flexible approach to things and that we can pretty much include whatever foods you really enjoy in your diet?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, this can be said for any type of dieting method that you utilize. There still needs to be some structure and some principles that you follow in order to get the results and in order to be able to follow through consistently. You know, I think it goes the same with a ketogenic diet. If that's something that you want to try out, then there still needs to be some structure in place. You can't just continue like eating whatever you want, high fat foods, because the reality is it's just not going to work. It goes the same for a low carb diet. If you just keep continuously over consuming, it could be said with a high protein diet. For all of these different diets, there still needs to be some structure and principles in place for it to work. So let's quickly go through some of the structure that we're speaking about.
Definitely. And I want to say, like, I don't necessarily think that like flexible dieting needs to be put into like a category. Like, I'm going to put my flexible diet cap on. Like, I'm the flexible diet guy. You know, like, some people might attach, like, keep being keto, vegan, carnivore, zone, Atkins, whatever the fucking diet you're following. It doesn't, like, it doesn't have to, this doesn't mean that you need to be, become the, you need to associate yourself worth and your identity with being a flexible dieter. It just means that if we can actually just focus on the majors, like what are actually the biggest pieces in the pyramid, and we get those things right, then we gain the flexibility to do pretty much whatever we want with the rest of the stuff. And it doesn't freaking matter if you want to follow a keto, vegan, carnivore, you still need to adhere to these main principles. So what are these main principles? The number one principle that still needs to be adhered to is, of course, that you need to hit your calories depending on your goal. You need to stay within your calorie budget. And for a lot of other people, that's going to look very, very different. You know, for me right now, I'm a little bigger human being. I move my body a lot. I'm trying to break a 3-hour marathon, so I'm training like crazy. I need a flexible approach to be able to give me enough calories, because I need to consume a huge amount of calories.
Totally.
Whereas most of my clients, especially the ones who come to us or me, like with the goal of improving their body composition, losing body fat, we're probably at some point we need to put them on a calorie deficit diet. Like they're would be losing body fat and losing body weight efficiently.
Yeah.
So their calorie requirements are going to look very, very different.
That's it. Very personalized to you, what your day and what your week looks like from a work place perspective.
Activity.
And then as well, like a whole host of genetic reason, genetic things, age things. Like, what does your body really need at this season in your life?
What do you mean by that?
I would say, you know, for example, I guess if we're talking about like from a calorie perspective, you know, if you're young and you know that you're moving quite a lot and you're very active, then you're probably going to need a little bit more calories than versus somebody who, and especially for women as well, you know, I guess we don't necessarily need to counteract this into your calorie amounts that we equate, but you know, generally the older that we start to get, sometimes your metabolic rate can also slow down. Sorry, there's a rabbit hole we didn't really need to go into.
No, we didn't, but I wanted you, I actually guided you in there because I wanted you to step on that thing, because like that's actually something that I think is a big misconception though. The metabolism slows down. I don't know if it does, like, I don't specialize in, like, menopause and all that, because all kind of weird stuff really starts happening with, like, hormones and whatever. But in general, the assumption that your metabolism slows down as you age is just purely related to the fact that you slow down and you move less. So therefore, you expend less energy throughout your day, which then, if you're used to consuming a certain amount of food, in your 20s and 30s, and then you get to your 40s and 50s, all of a sudden you're less active, you don't move as much, but you're still habitually consuming the same amount of calories coming in. Now you start putting on weight, and the conclusion is, oh, I'm putting this weight on because my metabolism has slowed down. Actually, no, it's just because you're moving less because you're
aging.
I don't like the O word, the A word. I'm doing everything I can to fight against those things. But yeah, that's a bit of a sidestep. So the number one principle for flexible dieting to work is that you still need to adhere to your overall calorie targets, depending on whatever your goal is. And your goals can shift, whether you want to lose body fat, gain muscle mass, improve your athletic performance, and then depending on where you are in your life.
Mm.
Happy with that?
Yep, let's move on. The next tip, principle for flexible dieting you need to adhere to would be hitting your protein targets.
Why is protein important?
Protein is important for a whole heap of reasons. It's really going to dictate your ability to train well, recover well, and generally the proportions that your macronutrients are divided into will generally dictate, I guess, your body composition as well. Because if you stick to your calorie target, but at the same time you're not fueling your body with enough protein where it actually is going to build muscle or be able to hold on to that muscle mass, then your body composition is going to look much different, just based on those macronutrients. So protein is definitely a big one that we need to pay attention to. Also, because when we are looking more towards these flexible dieting freedom foods, I like to call them, they're generally more palatable, which means that they are higher in fat and generally higher in carbohydrates, which is why they taste so freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that getting protein into a diet that has more of those palatable foods can be more of a struggle. So if you are interested in successfully achieving a flexible dieting approach, those other calories within your day, there needs to be a bit more attention into adhering to that protein target. You do need to choose foods that do bump up your protein, whether that's from lean meats, from seafood, or from protein powders, protein supplements.
Yeah. Love that. That's a great, great summary. And the other reason for why protein is not only the building block, obviously, for muscle mass, which is really important for body composition, but for ambitious professionals, like your brain performance relies also heavily on the amino acids that you consume, which make up proteins, which are the building blocks for neurotransmitters like dopamine that give you drive, focus, memory, cognition during the day. So by making sure that you're hitting your calorie targets and then also that you're getting enough protein in your flexible dieting approach, you tick those boxes off, improving your body composition and like maintaining muscle mass or building muscle mass, and then also providing your body with the building blocks for cognitive performance. Mm-hmm. And I think we should add the third principle, which is the 80-20 rule of healthy eating, because it's not only the protein, but it's also like fiber and vitamins and minerals and all these other nutrients that are also usually very low in like this hyper palatable, like really fatty and sugary processed foods.
Mm.
So,
yeah, that's huge.
Wouldn't you say like we should maybe add that as a bit of a principle?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So definitely getting into without. I mean, there are different ways that you can try to adhere to the 80-20 rule. You know, for some people, they're like, okay, if I need to eat 2,000 calories, then 20% of that is about 400 calories.
Mm.
So 400 calories of my day, as long as I hit my calories and I hit my protein before that 400 calories, then, you know, that's a pretty good amount of food. That's like a good, like, full hand size of Red Rock Deli balsamic salt vinegar chips. And like 2 Tim Tams. And for some people, just being able to include some of those more palatable items on in their day is enough to get them really consistent with the whole foods diet.
Yeah, beautiful. And whole foods being like, you know, animal proteins, legumes,
whole grains,
potatoes,
sweet potatoes,
stuff that looks like what it
That's it.
Used to be like that's not super highly processed. That's what we mean with whole foods, and then
not
processed foods, not donuts. Yeah, that's a whole food, not a whole food.
You love that joke.
Yeah.
So the 80-20 rule, and then you know, for other people, if you don't want to go into all those precise numbers, it might be like, okay, well, you know, I've had 80% of my day is from these beautiful sources of whole food, nutritious food. So then that might mean that I get like some freedom for dessert, and that might be a way that you can break it up.
That's it.
Yeah.
Or that you, for most of the week, you eat mostly like your own cooked foods, but then like once or twice a week, once a week you go for a pizza, and once a week you go for a burger.
That's it.
That's another way to bring the 80-20 rule to life in your...
Two to three meals where you're having more of that flexible dieting approach.
Yeah, beautiful. There we go. That was the first part of this two-part series on flexible dieting. We have created an amazing resource called the Ambitious Professionals Flexible Dieting Handbook that will really allow you to put this all into action. You can get that from coachputter.com/flexible-dieting. coachputter.com/flexible-dieting. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to send us a message on at Coach Putter or at Coach Teresa West on Instagram. And we hope that you enjoy this resource and this episode. And if you know of someone who would also enjoy it, would you please do them and us a favor and share this episode with them? Subscribe to the channel, leave us a comment and a like. Thank you so much for your attention. Thank you so much for listening and watching. And we'll see you in the next part of this series. This is Coach Putter.
Coach Teresa.
Let's do this.